Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right Sell Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of the podcast, and I am delighted, as always, that you have decided to join me today. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about Pinterest and how and why Pinterest is, could be a very successful marketing tool for your business. I just read an interesting statistic that I wanted to share with you today. Pinterest just surpassed 100 million users, which is a major milestone for the company. And what I also found interesting in this article I was reading about Pinterest is not only that, is that there's been a survey done or a study conducted by one of their developer partners, and they found that 45% of active pinners have household incomes of at least $60,000. So some of which they could be influenced to spend on Pinterest. And then there's another source that also reports that the average Pinterest user is 25 to 45 years old with a household income of $100,000. So can you imagine if your target audience, and I think probably for most small business owners, this is a really good target audience to go after, someone that has that kind of income, that they could reach on Pinterest to be able to sell your products and services. So I want to go into this a little bit more today and talk to you really about sort of five ways, or five basic steps that you need to follow to be able to use Pinterest effectively to drive traffic, certainly to drive traffic to your website and build a relationship with that traffic, and then turn that traffic into your next customer. So let's dive right into how to do this, because I know definitely Pinterest is a great way to drive traffic to your website. I've talked about it in the past, and it's true, because I've seen it with some of my clients. I've seen it myself, that when I go to Google Analytics and I look at where traffic is coming to my blog, the majority of it is coming from Pinterest. So let's talk about this. What's step one? Well, step one is you gotta have a strategy. Yep. It's the foundation of your whole marketing is you have to do this. And a lot of business owners that kind of get involved in social media marketing, they don't really have a strategy. So you've got to understand, first off, what you really want to get out of Pinterest and what you expect. So from those activities. And now here's the thing, even though Pinterest does have a way for you to be able to have, they have now like buyable pins where you can include buy it buttons on there, it's still, that's part of what you can sell directly on Pinterest, but most of what's going to be, they're not necessarily, people aren't, they're only going to be buying occasionally. For the most part, they're not really doing that. What they are doing on Pinterest is they're pinning other pictures and images that they've seen online. They are repinning things that they like that they see from other pinners on Pinterest. They're liking and they're commenting. So that's primarily it. Yes, you're going to have some people that are going to be able to buy, but if you concentrate more on providing good content for people to be able to pin and repin, then that's going to be a lot better off. You're going to be a lot better off for you. So, you know, every month people are, they're going through there and they're actively, they're engaging by actively wishing for things and discovering things that they never knew existed and that they never knew they needed or wanted. And so until they see it, until someone they're following sees it and brings it to their attention. So this is your opportunity to be seen. You want your product to be seen. You want your services to be seen. And in many cases, you actually want to be seen as the expert by bringing amazing value and content to your future customers. You want to be seen as an expert. And I know I've said this before, but if not, I'm going to say it now, is when you are seen as the expert in your field, then your business growth is going to be exactly what you always hoped it to be. So your strategy with Pinterest comes down to basically getting your pins repinned, getting liked, getting talked about for the purpose of getting traffic and getting sales. Okay? So that's step one. Now, step two is optimizing your pins. You know, recently we've talked a little bit about social search, and I didn't focus on Pinterest specifically, but now we'll kind of do that today. So there's a couple different ways to optimize. First, there's the whole technical side to it about using keywords in your board titles, your description titles, and your Pinterest profile. But then there's also the need to optimize the appeal of your pins visually and with valuable content so that they are share worthy. And finally, you've got to optimize your source pages too, so that when people are pinning from your website, they can do it easily and end up with the visuals they hoped for. So optimizing for keywords, that's the thing. Keywords are important, just like in your website, just like on Facebook and YouTube and LinkedIn, Twitter, all the places we talked about in recent episodes. Now, so you want to be able to make sure that you're putting keywords in there. And because Pinterest is indexed by Google, so you've got to have that in there. So what I recommend is use hashtags. You can use hashtags in your pin description. So figure out what are those relevant keywords that are important and to do that. Now, the other thing you need to do, though, is optimize for visual appeal. So Pinterest users, let's face it, they're not going to be motivated initially, anyway, by your 1,000 word report on the history of coin collecting. So even though you might have that information online with the proper pin it button on the page, it's not going to happen. People aren't going to necessarily pin that unless you've got something visually appealing to catch their eye. You have to have something that's going to look fabulous on their boards. So that could be a great graphic, an infographic, maybe an image, a picture, a video, anything about that that is going to help to be able to do that. And because now your goal is to get them to a specific page on your website. So you might want to even experiment with creating different types of visuals. Again, like I said, maybe a video, maybe an infographic, and you could have them all point back to the same page. Now, here's another tip, is that even though you want to be social and engage on Pinterest by repinning, liking, and commenting, you don't want to become one of the crowd and only repin other people's stuff. In order to stand out, you, of course, have to create some of your own images. You can be the originator of the content, and then you're going to be seen as a leader and not a follower. Finally, again, you need to also concentrate on optimizing your source pages. So that is your website, your blog. If you're pinning blog articles, then you need to make sure that those blog articles are properly optimized with keywords as well. Making sure if you're creating images for your blog article, make sure that those images have keywords attached to them as well. Now, step three is to optimize your landing pages. So these are the pages that Pinterest users will land on when they click through the Pinterest image to get back to your site. So now it's true that you can change the link that a picture is attached to, and someone else can change the link on a pin that you upload that's originally directed back to your site. But I wouldn't get too worried about that. For the most part, people are going to look for the original source. And you can create your visual in a way that you will always be credited with it. So the easiest way to do this is with a simple overlay to a video or a graphic. And what you want to do is take the time to make sure that any page Pinterest users come back to are relevant and they're optimized for conversion, because that's what we want, right? We want to be able to convert someone from just a casual viewer into a prospect or a lead for your business. Now, of course, that landing page has to be relevant to what they just saw. So, you know, for instance, if you pinned an image that showed four pictures about how to make soy candles or something like that, then the landing page they're directed to should be the full instructions or maybe even a video tutorial on how to make soy candles. What you want to avoid is leading them back to your site's homepage that just may be about all candles. So the conversion is your opt-in opportunity. The part about a page that's relevant to the pin is about making things easy for your site visitor. The part about an opt-in is about you making it easy and beneficial for that visitor to become part of your community. So you've got to offer something of value to them, whether that's a special report, a video training series, an audio training series, something that they're going to be eager to receive and be willing to part with their email address to get it. Now, step four, of course, build a list. This is, where everything really starts. It's like, you've got to be able to have someone, you've got to be able to grow your list so that you can market to them. So let's say your Pinterest visitor, comes to your website. You want them to be able to look around and see what they want and do that and become, join your list. So you've got to be able to offer them something of value. And step five, of course, is building a business, because as this relationship blossoms, as you follow up with your future customers, you've got to give them great things of value. So for an online business, of course, this follow-up is your email autoresponder series. And many businesses forget to do the follow-up. So since most people are not going to make a purchase until that sixth or seventh touch point, that extra step as it relates to your Pinterest traffic is crucial, absolutely crucial. So I hope you've gotten some value out of this today and got some ideas about how to do this. The next time, in the next episode, I'm going to talk about actually how you can leverage YouTube and Pinterest together and be able to use those two tools as a way to grow your business. So I hope you'll make sure that you are subscribed to Write, Sell, Succeed on iTunes or Stitcher Radio so that you're going to be able to hear that next episode. And if you would be so kind as to leave me a review, that would be wonderful. I would love to be able to know how I'm doing. You know, if you've got some suggestions for me, I want to hear it. I don't mind a little constructive criticism. I can take it. I'm a big girl. I can handle it. And as always, I would love to be able to connect with you online through social media. I am on Twitter @GloriaRand. You can find me at Facebook as well or LinkedIn. I'm Pinterest, of course. I'm also on Pinterest. So again, Pinterest.com/GloriaRand. Check out some of the, I've got images I've got there. I've got a lot of infographics. I've pinned my blog articles there. And a lot of tips on how to use social media, email marketing, things like that. So I'd love to have you become one of my followers on Pinterest. So until next time, this is Gloria Rand, wishing all of you much peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter @GloriaRand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the #WriteSellSucceed.